Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Friday, November 6th, and the Texans prepared for their Indianapolis Colts game by practicing one last time at the Methodist Training Center outside under sunny skies. And afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media, starting first about the health status of Sean Cody, his defensive tackle who missed time earlier this week because of a back injury.
Sean looked good. I think Sean will be ready to go. So he practiced today, and obviously Cushing practiced today. So we got them all in line. Go up there and take our shot.
You wanna, anything you can add on your running back deal?
No.
Figures.
I'm going to go back and look at the film and make a decision, you know, probably sometime tomorrow.
Is it one of those things that could even go right up to game time? Or?
You bet. Probably be about.
You really looked at the film? Would there be a question?
Yeah, I'm going to play them all, John. I'm going to play them all, and they're going to all be a big part of what we're doing. And
the Slayton's game up there last year have anything to do with you?
How hard is this on a player when they're going through this, Gary?
Well, I've seen it a lot, Mark. You know, it's not like the first time I've seen players. I mean, you have a 1,200-yard rookie season. You know, it's not that easy in this league. And, you know, I told him before the season, I said, Steve, the next 1,200 yards you gain will be the toughest you ever gained. It's just the way it is. And he's going through a tough time right now. But to be a great player for a long period of time, he'll work through this. And like I said, we're helping him work through it, but he's got the biggest piece of the puzzle, and he's got to protect that football, and he'll get a chance to do that this week.
Dreesen gets hurt. Who would snap?
Scanino. Yeah.
You see, Peyton's got 20 touchdowns and only two interceptions against you guys up there. Other than controlling the ball and keeping him on the bench, what can you do that you've never tried to do?
You know, John, I think you go in there with the mindset that you're not going to stop Peyton. You know what I mean? You're not going to do that. You hope to slow him down. You hope to make a few big plays in the game. You know, it takes a total team effort to beat this football team. They don't beat themselves very often. And so I think your mindset, number one, you can't let the plays that he's going to make lead to a problem on the next player, the next play. And I think we've better with our mindset from that standpoint. So, like I said, hopefully we can make some plays to slow him down.
Was the 49ers formula? Is that the formula, or is that just was that an aberration?
No, they were excellent. I mean, they got them off the field on third downs. Like I said, when you get seven punts out of the Colts, which I think it was, I mean, that's a lot of possessions in the game. I mean, the one game we beat them here a few years back, there were eight possessions in the whole football game. So that tells you, you know, how important those possessions are. So, you know, they can win any kind of way, Mark. They're playing good defense. They're giving up the least amount of points in football right now. So, we got our challenges on both sides of the ball, not just defense.
Coaching with Coyer, does that help you at all?
With Larry? Well, yeah, I spent a lot of time, got a lot of respect for Larry. I think we're together in Denver 5 or 6 years. But they changed just a little bit on defense, John. They're a little bit different cover team, but they're still the same effort team, the same, very sound, don't give up big plays.
They're coming so close last year, help these guys going into a game like this up there.
They'd have to answer that, John. You know, close in this business is still getting beat. So we played them well last year, but they made the plays at the end, and hopefully we're in the same type of ball game, and this Sunday the Texans make the plays at the end.